Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Metz. Maseches Sukkah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel. Le'iloi Nishmas, Feivel Yosef ben Chaim Leib, and Yehuda Zev ben Feivel Yosef.
Today's shiur will be'ezes Hashem beyond Sukkah daf Nun Dalet. We'll start from the Gemara on the bottom of Nun Gimel Amibes. The Gemara is explaining our Mishnah that says that every day in the Beis HaMikdash there were not less than 21 tekiyos. And the Mishnah says that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says that every day there is not less than 7 tekiyos. And the Gemara says, what's the machlokes between the Tana of our Mishnah and Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda holds tekiyah, teruah, tekiyah, achasi, that they're all counted as one. Rabbanan Savi, tekiyah l'chud, teruah l'chud, they're all counted separate. And therefore, even though Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan both agree that they blew the same amount of tekiyahs, but Rabbi Yehuda looks at tekiyah, teruah, tekiyah as one, and therefore all the tekiyahs in the Mishnah, in the Mikdash every day add up to 7, and the Chachamim count tekiyah and teruah separately, and therefore it adds up to 21. The Gemara explains what's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda, because it says in the Pasuk, uskatem teruah, that you should blow a teruah, and you see it calls in the Pasuk a teruah, it calls it a tekiyah, so you see that it's one. And what's the reason of the Rabbanan? The Gemara says, because by the Masais, it says, Uvahakiles hakohol tiske uvuloi sariu. Hashem told Moshe, when you want to gather Klal Yisrael, you should blow a tekiyah and not a teruah. And if you say that tekiyah and teruah are one, then why the Torah would never say that you should do half of a mitzvah and leave over half of the mitzvah. And so Rabbi Yehuda answers that over there was only for a simin be'alma. But the Chachamim hold that was a mitzvah, and therefore the Torah wouldn't tell you to do half of a mitzvah. The Gemara concludes that the Rav Kahana that says, Ein ben tekiyah l'trua v'loi klom, that you're not letting me mafsik at all between the tekiyah and the trua, is going like Rabbi Yehuda, because according to the Chachamim, you would be allowed to be mafsik. It's very interesting how many achroinim all explain the very same fundamental pshat in this Gemara, and all come from different kashas. We find the Aruch Lener asks on our Gemara. The Gemara says that the Chachamim said, where do we ever find that one mitzvah is split up into two parts? He says we find that in many places, that the Torah is mechayiv in one place to do a certain mitzvah, and then in another place to do only half of that. Such as Malika, that by Oila Sa'if, the chiyuv is to be meileg both simanim, you have to cut both simanim of the bird, and by the Chata Sa'if, only one simin. By Tefillin, we find the same thing, that by your mechuyiv to put 4 pashiyas in the tefillin and in the mezuzah, one is only mechuyiv to put 2 out of the 4 pashiyas. And we don't say that it's considered that you're doing palga mitzvah. The Aruch Liner leaves these questions with the Tzarechim. In the Sefer Emek Sukkais and Hesed Yad, they ask a different kasha, a very strong kasha, that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Lamedalit Amibes says beferush, that the tekiyas on Rosh Hashanah are me'akev one another. That it's not a mitzvah, a person does not get a mitzvah unless he blows tekiyah, teruah, tekiyah. It's mevur from this Gemara that even the Rabbanan are moida that you're only yaitz the mitzvah if you blow all 3, tekiyah, teruah, tekiyah. And so you see mefurish in the Gemara that even according to the Chachamim, you don't get the complete mitzvah unless you blow tekiyah, teruah, tekiyah. So how could it be the kasha, the Rabbanan should ask on themselves, how could it be that tekiyah trua and tekiyah is one mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah, and yet, behakles hakol, when they were gathering the Klal Yisrael, all there was the chiyuv was to blow just the tekiyah. We find this in the Rambam also. The Rambam in Hilchos Shofar, pastons like the Rabbanan, that you're allowed to blow the tekiyahs throughout the whole day, you're allowed to make a hafsaka between the tekiyah and the trua, and yet he paskins that if one did not hear tekiyah, teruah and tekiyah, you're not yaitze. So you see, according to the Chachamim themselves, it's one mitzvah. And finally, Rav Eliyashiv in Ha'aris asks me svara. What type of svara is this to say that the Torah shouldn't say palga mitzvah of it? In one place, the Torah says you have to do a mitzvah like this. For example, in Tefillin, you have to write Dalit parshias. And in another place, the Torah says the mitzvah is 2 parshias. Why is it so shver? What's the svara that the Chachamim are saying that the Torah would never say palga mitzvah of it? Mikoyach, these questions, all of these achroinim are mefarish the same exact yesod. That the kavanah of our Gemara is not to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, tekiah, trua tekiah, is a kiyum of one mitzvah, and according to the Rabbanon, tekiah, trua, and tekiah are three separate mitzvahs. You get three separate mitzvahs. That's not correct. Rather, the kavanah of the Gemara is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, tekiah, trua, and tekiah is one action. Meaning, the Rabbi Yehuda holds tekiah, trua, and tekiah is one sound. It's one cheftza. And therefore, the Chachamim say, if you hold that it's one cheftza, it's one piece, so the Torah can't say to break up one sound into two parts. And the Chachamim hold that no, when the Torah said you have to both tekiah, trua, and tekiah, even though yes, it is one mitzvah like we said before, but the one mitzvah is made up of different parts. There's a sound of a tekiah, there's a sound of a trua, and then you have to say another tekiah. And in order to be mekayim one mitzvah, we need to blow three separate kailos. And therefore, Racham said to Rabbi Yehuda, if you hold that it's one cheftza, it can't be that the Torah would say to break up one note, one sound, in one place, not to blow the whole sound. We could compare it to the Torah saying in some other place to take half of a lulav, cut the lulav in half, and that's your mitzvah. According to this Havana and the Gemara, all the questions are answered. By tefillin, everybody agrees that the four parshiyos are four separate parshiyos. They're four separate gufim nefradim. And of course, the Torah could say in one place, you have to, the mitzvah comprises of writing these four parshiyos, and in another place, two parshiyos. And so too by us, even though the Chachamim agree that tekiah and trua and tekiah is one mitzvah, but since there's three separate maisim, so it's very shaykh, the Torah in another place, behakel asakohol, could tell you to only blow the tekiah, because it's a complete maisa. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Kahana, Ein bein tekiah l'trua v'loi klum. We can't separate at all between the tekiah and the trua. And the Gemara says that he's going like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that holds tekiah and terua are one. But according to the Chachamim, either one can be mafsik, the time it takes kedei ligmar as kulam, that's Shitas Rabbi Avahu, or according to Rabbi Yechanan, according to the Rabbanon, one can spread out the tekiahs and the truas over the whole day. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds Ein bein tekiah l'trua v'loi klum, we have a machlekes rishayim. Rashi, Tivri HaMaskha V'loi Klom, says, L'hoya mafsik ben asayim ela kidei neshima. That you're allowed to be mafsik between the tekiah and the trua a kidei neshima. The Ritva, however, says that one is mechuyiv to blow the tekiah and the trua b'neshima achas, and if he did not do it b'neshima achas, it's pasul. I would like to add that according to what we previously explained, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, tekiah, trua, and tekiah is one cheftza. So the ritva is very understandable, that since it's one coil, so there can't be any separation. But according to Rashi and Taisis, we must explain that even though physically the sounds are separated by a neshima, but the Torah considers them one cheftza. By the fact that the Torah said uskatem terua, it calls a terua tekiah. So even though physically there are three separate sounds, but they still have a din of one cheftza according to Rabbi Yehuda. Al kol panim, this machlekes between Rashi and the Ritva, although here it's not negeil maisa, because we paskin like the Chachamim that tekiah and terua are two separate mitzvahs. However, this machlekes does have great halachic ramifications in a different place, even according to us, because we have a similar situation by the shvarim and terua that we blow, and they both have a din of the trua. The two kailas of the shvarim and terua are both one kail of the trua. And therefore, this machlekes by us, being in the tekiah and the trua, is going to carry over to how one has to blow the shvarim and the trua. Because the Ritva over here says, Mikan lamadnu l'divrei chachamim. From this we learn, according to the chachamim, when one blows tekiah, shvarim, terua, tekiah, because since the shvarim and the terua are b'makim trua echad oilim, they're in place of just the trua, therefore, if one is mafsik between the shvarim and the trua, afilu b'neshima achas, eina yaitzei. K'mayli Rabbi Yehuda kan. Just like Rabbi Yehuda holds, ein bein tekiah l'trua v'loi klom, so too, by the shvarim and terua, there can be no hefsik, and if one is mafsik, even b'neshima achas, it's pasul. So is the Shita of the Ramban, the Ran, the Rosh, and the Ritzkeos. However, Abin Utam, the Smag, and the Magen Mishnah is Midayik, that is, this is also the Shita of the Rambam, they hold that it's mutter to blow the Shvarim and the Teruah in two Neshimais. And they say the reason is, Genuchi v'iluli loy avdi inshi b'neshima achas. It's not normal for people to sigh and to wail b'neshima achas. And therefore they hold that it's mutter to separate the Shvarim and the Teruah with the Neshima. The Hagayis HaShvi and the Mordechai, they write that these Shitas Rishonim hold like Rashi in our Sugya, that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, we could blow the Tekiyah and the Teruah in two Neshimais. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tov Kuf Tzadik brings down both Deis, and the Hagayis HaGra on the Shulchan Aruch writes that these two Deis are totally in our Machlaikis, Rashi and the Ritva in our Sugya. The Shulchan Aruch continues that Yeresha Mayim Yetze Yedei Kulam should do both Shitas, but the Tekiyahs Demiyushav, the Tekiyahs before Shemana Esrei, you should blow them b'neshima achas, like the Ritva, and when by the Tekiyahs Demi'umad, he should blow them b'beiz neshimais. But the Rama writes that the minhag is to blow all of them b'beiz neshimais. L'maisa, there are different minhagim, how to be nayeg. Al kalpanim hayaitse midvareinu, that this machlekes between Rashi and Ritva, b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda, even though it's not Nagel L'maisa in our Gemara, because we don't pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, but this Machlekes has a great impact, L'halacha, to us, being in the Shvarim and Teruah. The Gemara a little further is analyzing the Mishnah on Gimel Amud Beis that says, Erev Shabbos, Shabbosei Chag, there were 48 Tekiyahs. 12 of the Tekiyahs that are mentioned in the Mishnah is Shalish L'Shar HaElyon, Shalish L'Shar HaTachtoin, Shalish L'Milu HaMayim, V'Shalish Al Gabe HaMizbeach. So to explain the Pshat Tova in these Tekiyahs, we have Machlekes Rashi and the Ritva against the Rambam. What are these Tekiyahs, Shalish L'Shar HaElyon V'HaTachtoin? Rashi and the Ritva, they say that these Tekiyahs were all the Chaved Nisuch HaMayim. And they happened when the Kehanim, with the Chatzaitzeris, they stood B'Shar HaElyon, and by Kriyas HaGever, they were Tekeah, and by the Shara Elyon, and then they walked down, and they were Tekeah again by the Shara Tachtoin. They were all L'chavid in Nisach HaMayim. Rashi and Ritvar L'shitosam, that the entire Simchas Beis HaShaeva was L'chavid in Nisach HaMayim, and so too these Tekiyahs at the end of the Simchas Beis HaShaeva were L'chavid in Nisach HaMayim. Mashenkin, the Shita of the Rambam, in Perek Zayin, Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, is that on every regel they were tekeah these tekiyahs, shalish l'shar ha'elyon and shalish l'shar ha'tachtoin, and they were tekeah them when they opened the doors of the shar ha'elyon and shar ha'tachtoin. The Rambam is l'shitasai that the entire simchas beis ha'sheiva was all l'kavei the simchas ha'regel, the simchas yomtiv, and was not because of the miloi ha'mayim, of the nisach ha'mayim, like we explained in the shir on daf nun. The next set of tekiyahs that the Mishnah mentions is Shalish L'Milui HaMayim. Those are the tekiyahs when they brought the mayim from the Shiluach and they passed through the Shar HaMayim, they blew tekiyah true and tekiyah. And finally, the Mishnah mentions Shalish Al Gabe HaMizbeach. Rashi has two pshatim in these tekiyahs. Rashi says, Al Pi Pashtus, that these tekiyahs are the tekiyahs that they blew B'Shas Tekifas Ho'arava, by the Mizbeach, like it says in the Mishnah before on Daf Mem Heim and Aleph. The Mishnah there states, Ubayin v'zaikvin oisan b'tzidei ha-Mizbeach, they came and they put the Aravais on the side of the Mizbeach. Then it says, Taku ve'eriu v'taku. And these are the tekiyahs, when our Mishnah says, Shalish al-gabe ha-Mizbeach, it's referring to the tekiyahs that they blew b'shas z'kifa s'arava. However, Rashi brings another pirush that he heard, that the Shalish al-gabe ha-Mizbeach are tekiyahs when they were malichin the mayim to be menaseich on the mizbeach. And Rashi asks, if these are the tekiyahs that the Mishnah is referring to, then the Mishnah leaves out the tekiyahs on the Af Mem Hei, the tekiyahs of the Zekifa Sairava, and there are more than 48 tekiyahs, there should be 51 tekiyahs. And Rashi answers that we must say that the tekiyah, that the bringing of the water to the mizbeach and the Zekifa Sairava happened at the same time, and these tekiyos for Al-Gabi Mizbech and by the Zkivas HaRava were one set of tekiyos for both things. So says the Aruch Lener, the Sfas Emes, the Lukutei Halachis, and the Imik Bracha, B'das HaRambam. The Rambam holds like this shita that Rashi brings down. Because the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Klei HaMikdash writes that they were tekea three tekiyos when they were menaseich the Mayim, which the Aruch Lener and the Imik Bracha point out does not mean when they were menaseich the Mayim, because though there were tekiyos already by the Nisach HaMayim, because of the Nisach HaYayin, because the Mishnah said that they used to pour the Nisach HaMayim and the Yayin together, and they used to blow by the Nisach HaYayin. So these cannot be the three extra tekiyos that the Rambam is referring to. So when the Rambam says that they blew tekiyos when they were menaseich the Mayim, it means, like Rashi says, when they're on their way to Mizbeach to be menaseich the Mayim. So says the Aruch Lener and the Imek Bracha B'das HaRambam. And however, in Perek Zayin of Hilchus Lulav, the Rambam writes that they used to be tekeah b'shas the Seder Aravis al Gabi Mizbeach. So all of the Achrenin that we mention answer that the Rambam holds like the Pirush that Rashi brings, that these tekiyos were both for when they were walking the Mayim through the Mizbeach and b'shas the Zekifas HaRavis. So it comes out we have two machlokes in between Rashi and the Rambam. According to Rashi, all the tekiyos, the 12 tekiyos that we mentioned, Shaira Elyon, Shaira Tachtoin, Lemilu Hamayim, and Algamim Mizbeach, they were all covered the Nisuch Hamayim. However, the Rambam argues, the Rambam says that the tekiyos, the Shaira Elyon and Tachtoin, were not for the Nisuch Hamayim, they were on every Yom Tiv. And the Rambam also says that those tekiyos were b'shas the psichas hasha'arim. When they opened the Shaira Elyon and the Tachtoin by the regalim, they blew extra tekiyos. And according to Rashi, Shaira Elyon and Shaira Tachtoin is not when they opened the Sharim, rather when the Kehanim that were going to get the Mayim, they started the Shaira Elyon. And when there was Kriyas HaGever, they blew tekiyos. And then when they walked down to the Shaira Tachtoin, they blew another set of tekiyos, but it had nothing to do with the psicha of the Sharim. The Gemara then asks in our Mishnah, V'ilu l'mayla asiris loy katani. The Mishnah left out, when it was counting the 48 tekiyos, the tekiyos that were blown on the 10th step when the Kehanim were going down from the Shaira Elyon to the Shaira Tachtoin, like the Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek mentioned. So the Gemara answer is, Masnis nemani Reb Elazar ben Yaakovi. Our Mishnah is Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. We have a machlekes in the Braisa. The Tanakama holds that they used to blow three tekiyos on the Maila Asiris, and Reb Elazar ben Yaakov held that they didn't blow those tekiyos on the Maila Asiris, rather they blew Shalesh al Gabi Amizbeach, like we explained the Tubshatim, either it was by the Zekifas HaRava, or it was when they were walking the water to the Mizbeach. And the Gemara says, the one who holds the Maila Asiris does not hold that they blew the tekiyos al Gabi Amizbeach, and the one who holds al Gabi Amizbeach does not hold that they blew the Maila Asiris. The Gemara says, what's the reason for Reb Elazar ben Yaakov that holds that they blew al Gabi Mizbeach and not Lemaila Asiris? The Gemara says, he holds, Kivan de Taka, Lipsichas Sha'arim, Lemaila Asiris, Lamali de Taka, Hai Lav Sha'arhu. The Emek Bracha says this Gemara is a raya to the Rambam, because the Gemara says that Reb Elazar ben Yaakov holds, since they blew the psichas she'arim lemaila asiris lamali, the Gemara is meduyik that they blew by the psichas she'arim, like the Rambam. According to the Rashi, the lashon the psichas she'arim is shver, because according to Rashi, it wasn't when they opened the she'arim; it was just the kehanim were standing there, and when it was kriyas hagever, they blew the tekiyos because they started going on their way to be memalei the mayim. That is the first mekar that the Imek Bracha brings for the Rambam. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, according to the Rabbanon, why did they hold that they blew the Maila Asiris and not the Sholosh al Gabi Mizbeach? And the Gemara says, Kivon detoka lemilu hamayim al Gabi Mizbeach lomali. The Chachamim hold that since we blew lemilu hamayim, why do you need to blow al Gabi Mizbeach? So Rashi has to explain the Gemara according to both Pirushim that he explained Al Gabi HaMizbeach. The first Pshat Rashi said that Al Gabi HaMizbeach was B'shas the Zekifas HaRava. And this, according to this, the Gemara is very simple. It actually says, since all the tekiyahs, the purpose of all the tekiyahs were for the simcha of the nisuch hamayim, were for the milu hamayim, so why are you blowing the tekiyahs by the aravais, by the zekivas aravais? It's not nikkur that the simcha that you're trying to be marbe is for the nisuch hamayim. And therefore, it would be better to blow lemaila asiris, where it's a makim esuyim, it's a set place, and it's more muchach that they're blowing the simcha for the milu hamayim. That's the first pshat Rashi gives. But according to the second pshat that Rashi brought, that the agabi ha-mizbeach was when they were bringing the water to the mizbeach, Rashi has a problem. What does the Gemara mean that since that the whole purpose was for the milu hamayim, so why are you blowing agabi ha-mizbeach? The tekiyas agabi ha-mizbeach were also for the bringing of the water to the mizbeach. And therefore Rashi is forced to change the girsa of our Mishnah, of the Gemara, and Rashi's gairis Kivan de taka le nisuch hamayim al gabi hamizbeach lamali. And Rashi explains that the Chachamim hold that since anyway we're going to blow when you pour the mayim by the nisuch hamayim, like we know by the nisuch hamayim and the yayin they blew the tekiyos, so then why do you need to blow while they're walking to the mizbeach? It's right close to the tekiyos that they're about to blow when they pour the water, and therefore it served no purpose, and it's much better to blow on their way to going to be shayev the water, l'mayla asiris. Says the Emek Bracha that according to the Rambam, the Gemara is beautiful. The Rambam holds that all of the rest of the tekiyos, l'shara elyain, shara tachtein, were not for the nisuch hamayim. They were for the simchas yomtiv. The only other tekiyos that possibly could have been for the nisuch hamayim were the tekiyos al gabi hamizbeach, like the Rambam explains, that they blew when they were walking to the mizbeach. So according to the Rambam, the girsa is masig midvash. The Gemara says, Rabbanan Savri, kivan de taka lemili hamayim, since anyway you blew a set of tekiyos lemili hamayim, when you were going in to the shar hamayim, you blew tekiyah tru tekiyah lekavei demili hamayim. So why do you have to blow another set of tekiyos when you're walking the mayim to the mizbeach? One set of tekiyos for the milu hamayim is enough. However, Rashi couldn't learn like this. Rashi couldn't learn that the Gemara is asking that one set of tekiyos for the milu hamayim is enough, because Rashi holds that all of the tekiyos for the shara elyain and for the shara tachtain, they were all for the nisuch hamayim. So we're blowing many, many tekiyos for the nisuch hamayim. So the Gemara couldn't ask that one set of tekiyos for the nisuch hamayim is enough. And therefore Rashi was forced to change the girsa from kivan de taka lemilu hamayim to kivan de taka lenisuch hamayim. Since you're blowing for the nisuch hamayim on the mizbeach, why do you have to blow while you're walking the water to the mizbeach? It's superfluous. Says the Emek Bracha that the Rambam was glorious like our Gemara, and it's mashma b'pshitas like the Rambam, that one set of tekiyos for the milu hamayim is enough, and that's muchach that all the rest of the tekiyos that they blew were not for the nisuch hamayim. However, all the Achronim ask a very strong kasha on the Rambam from the Gemara a little bit later on the Amud. The Gemara is asking a kasha on Rav Acha bar Chanina that said that we blow tekiyos for each korban musaf. The Gemara asks on Rav Acha bar Chanina, if that's true, then why did the Mishnah say that the only time you blow 48 tekiyos is Erev Shabbos, Shabbos Chag? Even on Shabbos itself, B'Soy Chag, you have even more tekiyos. You have 51 tekiyos. Because if Sukkos, the day that Sukkos falls out on Shabbos, so we have the regular 21 tekiyos of every day, the Psichas Sharim, 3 for the Psichas Sharim, 9 for the Tam Shal Shach, and 9 for the Tam Shal Bein Abayim, 21. Then we have another 18 for the Musaf of Sukkos and the Musaf of Shabbos, which brings us to 39. Then we have the Shalosh L'Shara Elyain and Shara Tachtoin, which is another 6, which is 45. And then we have the Shalosh L'Milu HaMayim and Shalosh Al Gabi HaMizbeach, 3 when they brought the water in from outside, from the Shara Mayim, and they passed through the Shara Mayim, and 3 when they were bringing the Mayim to the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says that we should have said, according to Rav Acha bar Chanina, Shabbos Shabbosei Chachag, we have even more tekiyos. And the Gemara answers that Rava says, Lefi she'ein toiken lemiloi mayim b'shabbos, de batzri tuva. We're not tekeya any of the tekiyos for miloi mayim on Shabbos, So therefore, we're missing many more tekiyas. Frekta achreinim on the Rambam. Bishlamo, according to Rashi, that all of the tekiyas, shara, elyon, shara, tachtoin, al gavim is beach, and milia mayim, they're all for the nisach mayim, and you don't blow any of them on Shabbos, so it's very good, you're down to 39 tekiyas, less than the 48 of the Mishnah. However, according to the Rambam, that the shara elyon and the shara tachtoin were by the psichas sharim, that they did every Yom Tiv, and of course they would do those on Shabbos as well. And so therefore, you don't have, and the shalosh shal gabim is beach, if you count those as well, so you're up to 48. So the Mishnah still should have listed another case that we have 48, even if you don't blow the tekiyas for the milui hamayim. Rav Eliashiv wants to answer that the Rambam would hold that not only do you not blow the three for the milui hamayim when you're bringing the water through the shar hamayim, but you also don't blow the three that are agabi hamizbeach because those were also for the milui hamayim when they were walking the water to the mizbeach. However, the Sfas Emes says that from the Rambam, it's very not mashma like this. Because the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchas Klei HaMikdash writes, "Uberegel maisifin shalosh l'psichas shara tachtoin v'gimel l'psichas shara elyon." The Rambam writes, "L'shitasa," that every Yom Tiv, they blew for the opening the shara tachtoin and shara elyon. "V'chein toikin shalosh l'mili hamayim sheminaskin mechag." You blew another three for the mili hamayim when you bring it through the shara hamayim. V'ein toikin l'milui hamayim b'Shabbos. We're not toikea for the milui hamayim on Shabbos. And then the Rambam says, v'toikin shalosh al gavei hamizbeach v'shosha menaskin hamayim. And they blew three al gavei hamizbeach when they poured the water, meaning when they were walking the water to the mizbeach. It's very clear in the Rambam that the Rambam just says, ein toikin l'milui hamayim b'Shabbos. You're not toikea for the three tekiyas of the milui hamayim. But because you wouldn't bring the water on Shabbos, you brought it Erev Shabbos. But the shalosh al gavei mizbeach, when you were walking the water to the mizbeach, you did blow. And therefore, it's tzarech iyun gadol on the Rambam, that according to the Rambam, Shabbos, Shabbosei Chag, you would still have 48 tekiyas. And what does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says, l'fi she'in toikin l'mili shmayim b'Shabbos, debatri tuva, you're missing a lot of tekiyas. According to the Rambam, you wouldn't be missing any tekiyas. I would like to add one more kasha on the shita of the Rambam. The Gemara on Amud Beis is mevuar that on the first day of Yom Tiv, they didn't blow the tekiyos for the milui hamayim. And Tosfos on Nun Dalet Amud Beis, Divrei Maskil Kagoyin, refers back to Tosfos on Nun Amud Beis that's bothered by the kasha. Why would we not blow the tekiyos for the milui hamayim on Shabbos? Halai we know in Shavus Bamikdosh. We blew tekiyas for psichas sha'arim, says Taisus, every morning, even on Shabbos. We blew the tekiyas lahavdil esha'am min ha'malacha on Yom Tiv. All these tekiyas d'rabbanon, and therefore, why would we not blow the tekiyas for mili amayim on Yom Tiv? Taisus on Nun Amud Beis says that since we would not blow since the simchas beis hasha'eva, all the instruments of the simchas beis hasha'eva are not doicha Yom Tiv, because it's very possible for them to come to fix the kelim, because since there were so many instruments there, so Gzeira Shami Yisak, it was very common for Gzeira Shami Yisak and Klishir, so they were Mevatel Simchas Beis Hasheva on Yom Tiv. So says Taisus, therefore, they also were Mevatel the Tekiyas of the Chatzaitzers on Yom Tiv, even though there was no Gzeira on them, Shami Yisak and Klishir, just like we weren't Gezer by the Tekiyas of the Psichas Sha'arim, and by the Tekiyas of the lahavdil esha'am min ha'malacha, since it was only one or two, it was only two chatzaitzeris, there was no reason to be geizer in shvus v'mikdash. But since we were mevatel the instruments of the simchas beis hasha'eva, which was also for the nisach hamayim, therefore we were mevatel all the tekiyas for the mili hamayim. That's very good, according to Tosfos and Rashi, that they hold that the simchas beis hasha'eva was a simcha for the nisach hamayim, and once you mevatel the simchas beis hasha'eva, so you mevatel all the tekiyas for the nisach hamayim. However, according to the shita of the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that the simchas beis hasha'eva was a simchas yom tiv, it had nothing to do with the nisach hamayim. So it's tzarech iyun. According to the Rambam, why don't we say in shvus b'mikdash on the tekiyas of the mili hamayim? Why would we not blow the tekiyas for the mili hamayim on yom tiv? We know that there's a klal in shvus b'mikdash. And l'charet tzarechian, what would be the Rambam svara why we do not blow these tekiyas on Yom Tiv? The Gemara brings a memra from Rav Acha bar Chanina that he holds that when there was a day that there were more than one Musaf, they used to blow separate tekiyos for each Musaf. The Gemara on the bottom of the Amud asks that according to Rav Acha bar Chanina, our Mishnah that's counting how many tekiyos and says the most tekiyos in the Mikdash were 48. So the Mishnah should have also mentioned Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos. There were also 48 tekiyos. And the Gemara answers, Enochanami, Tana v'shir. The Gemara says, my shir, the high shir. What else did the Mishnah leave out? Shir Erev Pesach. It left out Erev Pesach. That on Erev Pesach, there were also 48 tekiyos. The Gemara says, Imish am Erev Pesach lav shiurahu, dohamani Rabbi Yehudahi, da'amar mi'mehem shal kach lishis lehigia lemar ahavti ki yishma Hashem, b'bnei sha'ama mu'atim. The Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the third kat that brought the Karban Pesach never passed Ahav Tekiyosh Mahashem, and therefore there were not 48 tekiyos on Erev Pesach according to Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore our Mishnah, you can't say Tana V'Shir Erev Pesach. We have a big machlokes Rashi Taisis in the understanding of this Gemara, why there were 48 tekiyos on Erev Pesach. The Gemara Psachim says that Erev Pesach, they would shecht the Karban Pesach in three kitos. Because the Gemara darshins from the Pasuk, v'shechtu oisei kol kahal adas Yisrael. It says, kahal ve'eda of Yisrael. So there has to be three groups shechting the Karban Pesach. And the Gemara's, so the question is, how do we come to an extra 27 tekiyos, besides for the normal 21 tekiyos that they blew every day? The Gemara says, Erev Pesach, there were 48. That means there were 27 extra tekiyos, 9 tekiyos for each kat. So Rashi explains that each kat read the Hallel 3 times, like the Mishnah Psachim says, and before each time they read Hallel, they were tekeya 3 tekiyos, tekiya, teruah, tekiya. And so therefore each kat had 9 tekiyos, 3 tekiyos before each Hallel. Rashi asks on himself, because the Mishnah Psachim says, Im gamru shanu v'im shanu shilshu. If they finished Hallel, they said it a second time. And if they said it a second time, they said it a third time. And the Mishnah says, Aval pishu lo shilshu miyameyem. They never went the third time. Rashi explains that doesn't mean that they never read the Hallel the third time. It just means that they never finished the Hallel the third time because the Kehanim were his reason. But they started the Hallel the third time, and therefore, since you blew tekiyah, teruah, tekiyah before each Hallel, so each kat had 3 times 3 tekiyahs. Each kat had 9 tekiyahs, totaling 27 tekiyahs. Rabbi Yehuda, however, in the Mishnah Psachim, holds that the third kat didn't have so many people, and the third kat never passed the first Hallel, and therefore they only had the 3 tekiyahs before the first Hallel. This is the Shita of Rashi in our Sugya, and so is the Shita of the Rambam in Perek Aleph Hilchos Karban Pesach, that there were only 3 tekiyos before they read each Hallel. Taisus asks 2 kashas on Rashi, and therefore he explains the Gemara in a different way, and so too explains the Ritva. Taisus says, just like we find by the Shira of the Levim, that they used to blow the Chatzaitzos bein Perek leperek, so too over here, there were 2 perakim in the middle of that, in the middle of each Hallel. And therefore, they blew tekiyah, teruah, tekiyah at the beginning of Hallel. And then tekiyah, teruah again at the first perek, which was a hafti. And then another tekiyah, teruah, tekiyah by the second perek in Hallel. So therefore, explains Taisus, each time they blew Hallel, they blew 9 tekiyahs. And in a chanami, if a kat ended up saying Hallel a second time and a third time, they would have much more than 9 tekiyos per kat. You could have, each kat could blow 27 tekiyos if they blew a Hallel the third time. But since it wasn't for sure, they didn't always reach the second time, like the Gemara says in Gam Rishanu, they didn't always start the second time. Therefore, our Gemara is only counting the first kriya of Hallel for each group. And therefore, the first Hallel for the first kat had 9 tekiyos, 3 by each of the prakim. The second kat had another 9, and the third kat had another 9, and therefore there were 27 tekiyos. The Ritva, he adds a little different. He says that even if they ended up saying a Hallel a second and a third time, they only blew the Tekiyos the first time, by the first Hallel, and therefore you don't have Taisis's problem that sometimes there are even more than 9 Tekiyos per Kat. The Ritva says that this Pirish is Nachayim. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, according to Shitas Taisis, that they never reached, even by the first Hallel, they never reached a Hafti, and therefore the first Kat only had the 3 Tekiyos that they said before the Hallel, but not the Tekiyos that they read in the middle of the Hallel. To be Miyashiv, the kashas that Taisis asked on Rashi, one can be Me'ayin in the Aruch Liner that answers the kashas B'Tuv Tam. There's another big machlekes between Rashi and Taisis. Who are the ones that sing the Hallel at the time of the Shchitas HaPesach? Taisis brings down from Rashi. Rashi writes, V'chol kat kori es ha-Hallel. It's mashma that Rashi holds that the kat themselves, the people that were bringing the Pesach themselves, were the ones who read the Hallel. And the MS, it's mashma like this in the Gemara of Psachim, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Efshu Yisrael shachtu es pischeyem, v'natlu laveyem, v'loi omru shira. Could Klal Yisrael, when they were shechting their Pesach and taking their lulav, they wouldn't sing shira? It's very mashma in the Gemara that the people who were being mekayim the mitzvah were the ones who were reading the Hallel. However, Taisus asks on Rashi that there's a tesefta mifureshes that says that the Levim were the ones who sang the Hallel. And so says the Ritva, and so is the Shita of the Rambam, Perek Aleph Hilchas Karban Pesach. The Rambam writes, V'chol zman shehin shechtin umakriven, karin alevim es ha-Hallel. So we have the Shita of Taisis, the Ritva, and the Rambam hold that the Levim were singing the Hallel against Rashi. Rashi writes that the Kat, the Yisraelim, the people who were bringing the Karban Pesach, sang the Hallel. The Brisker Rav, in Hilchas Karban Pesach, he asks 4 questions on this Rashi. The Rashi says that the Kat sang the Hallel. Firstly, the Mishnah in Erichin on Daf Yud says that there were 12 days that the Chalil was Makkah Lifnei HaMizbeach. 2 of these 12 days were the Shechitas Pesach Rishain and Sheni. Says the Brisker Rav, we see that you needed a Chalil by the Shira of the Karban Pesach. And this the whole din of the Chalil is a din in the Shira of the Levim. If the whole Shira of the Karban Pesach was only because Efshe Yisrael Shachtu Es Vizcheim and Not Levim, you wouldn't need there to be Chalilim there, you just needed a Kriyas HaHalal. Secondly, the Brisker Rav asks, our Gemara says that they used to blow the Kayhanim blue with Chatzaitzres when they sang the Hallel. The Chatzaitzres, we know, is a din in the Shira of the Levim. Like it's Muchach in the Gemara in Erechin, that the dinim of the Shira of the Levim and the dinim of blowing the Chatzaitzres are both learned down from the same Pasuk of Uskatim v'Chatzaitzres. We learn out Dine Shira from the Pasuk of the Chatzaitzres. So if they're going to be Chatzaitzres, it's mashma that there's a regular din of Shira of the Levim. Thirdly, the Brisker Rav asks that there's a Mefurish Sifri that says Uskatim v'Chatzaitzres al Eliseichem v'al Zivchei Shalmeichem. And the Sifri Darshan's al Zivchei Shalmeichem is being marbe Shchitas Karban Pesach. And this pasuk is going, the pasuk of Chatzaitzres is also shaykh to the dinim of Shira of the Levim, like we explained, that the Chatzaitzres and the Shira of the Levim are one din. And finally, says the Brisker Rav, Rashi himself in Erech and Daf Yud, on the Mishnah of the 12 days that the Chalil is Makkah Lifnei HaMizbeach, Rashi himself says that the Levim were the ones that sang all of these 12 days. And 2 of the 12 days were the Shechitas HaPesach. So the Brisker Rav says, it's very shver, how could Rashi say that the Kat was singing the Hallel when we have all these rayas from Gemaras, from Sifri, from Rashi himself, that there was a special din of the Shira of the Levim by the Karban Pesach. And the Griz, Brisker Rav says, Nira Muchrach Umivur Bazeh, that the Shita of Rashi is that there are 2 dinim in the Shira of the Shechita of the Pesach. The first din of Shira is the din of the Pasuk, Uskatim Chatzoyesois, Al Zivchei Shalmechem, that the Sifri is Marbe, that at the time of the Shechitas Pesach, there had to be a Shira of the Levim. And this din Shira has to be Dafka with Levim, there has to be a Chalil, there has to be the instruments of Levim, there has to be Chatzaitzreis, and that's also the Pshat in Rashi and Erechin. Rashi is going on the Mishnah that's talking on the Shira of the Levim, and therefore Rashi writes that the Levim sang the Hallel. And it says the Brisker Rav that Rashi holds that the second din Shira of Hallel by the Korban Pesach, and that is that the Kat themselves have to sing Hallel because of the Svara, Ef Shisol Shachtu Bischeim V'Natu L'Leveim. And this din Shira has no shaykhis to the din of Shira on Karban. Rather, it's a mitzvah of Hallel B'Shas Asiyas HaMitzvah, just like the din Hallel of by Netilas Lulav, and the same din of Hallel B'Shas Da'achilas HaPesach. And so says the Rizkara, beautiful, that Rashi holds that there are two separate dinim of the Shira on the Karban Pesach. The Birkas Avraham asks on the Rizkara a small question that Lefizeh, our Gemara that's talking about the Chatzotzers that they blew by the Karban Pesach, which is a din in the Shira of the Levium, Rashi should have brought down the Shira of the Levium to explain, to talk about our Gemara, which is talking about the Chatzotzers. So we could answer that Rashi, the reason why Rashi talks about the Shira of the Kat, of the Yisraelim, is because Rashi's Shita is that how many times they blew the Chatzotzers was Talui in how many people, how many Kitais there were, and how long the Kitais, how long it took them to shech the Karban Pesach. If they shechted it, it took them a longer time, there were so many people, and they had to read the Hallel three times, there were more Tekiais. So since the amount of the Chatzotzers were Talui in the Shira of the Kat, of how many people were there, therefore Rashi brought down that the Kitas were singing the Shira and didn't bring down the din of the Levim, because the din of how many Chatzotzers, how many Tekiyas were blown, were totally in the Kita he's singing and not the Shira of the Levim. I would like to add one more point before we finish this sugya, and that is Taisus in Brachas and the Ritva, they ask that we know that there's a klal ein omrim Shira ela al hayayin, that we only sing Hallel over the Nisach HaYayin, not during the Hekter Chalavim, not during the Zrikas Adam. And so how is it that we're singing the Hallel by the Shechitas HaPesach? So Taisus and the Ritva both answer that when the Gemara says Ein Omrim Shira El Al HaYayin, it only means that by that we don't say the Shira by any of the other of the Achilais Mizbeach except by Nisach HaYayin. Meaning, we don't say Hallel, we don't say Hallel Shira by the Hekta Chalavim or the Zrikas Adam. We don't say Hallel by the other Achilas Mizbeach, only by the Achilas Mizbeach of the Nisach HaYayin. But certainly other places that it's not an Achilas Mizbeach, such as the Shechitas HaPesach, then we do say Shira even if it's not Al HaYayin. The Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud-Beis, sounds like he's saying a little bit different. It sounds like he's saying that it's a b'di'evid here. The Rambam says, "Hoyel ve'ein lo nisachim litkoya b'shas nisuch toiken b'shas shchita." That since we don't have any nisachim, the Karban Pesach, there was no niske yayin by the Karban Pesach, so therefore we were left. The only time we were able to blow was b'shas the shchita. The Gemara on the bottom of the Amud asks another kasha on Rav Acha bar Chanina that holds that we blow special tekiyos on each musaf, and each karban musaf gets its own shira. From a brisa, the brisa says, "Reish chaydesh shechalias b'shabbes, shir shel reish chaydesh daiches shir shel shabbes." The shira of reish chaydesh is daiche the shira of shabbes. According to Rav Acha bar Chanina, why does one need to be daiche the other? You should say both the shira of shabbes and the shira of reish chaydesh. So Rav Safra says, according to Rav Acha bar Chanina, the Braisa means Daicha Likadim. Of course, we say both Shiras, but the Shira of Reish Chaydesh comes before the Shira of Shabbos, in that order. Fakti Gemara, why is that? Don't we say Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir Tadir Kaidem? And Shabbos is more Tadir than Reish Chaydesh, so we should put the Shira of Shabbos first. Rabbi Yochanan answers, Leida Shehukva Reish Chaydesh Bizmanai. We put the Shira of Reish Chaydesh first, in order to show that Reish Chaydesh was Hukva Bizmanoi. Taisis Divrei HaMaskil V'Amai says that this kasha of Tadir V'Sheinei Tadir Tadir Kaidem could really have been asked without the teretz of Rav Safra. In the Gemara's kasha, that the Gemara thought that the Shira of Reish Chaydesh is Daicha the Shira of Shabbos completely, that we say the Shira of Reish Chaydesh and we don't say the Shira of Shabbos, the Gemara could have also asked on that Tadir V'Sheinei Tadir Tadir Kaidem, and therefore we should say the Shira of Shabbos, and not the Shira of Reish Chaydesh. The Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Reish Pei Dalid brings a raya from this Taisvus that the din of Tadir v'sheinei Tadir, Tadir v'kaidem, is not only a din in Kedima. It's not only when I have two mitzvahs to do, and I don't know what order to put them in, we should do the Tadir one first. Not only over there does the din of Tadir apply, but also if we have a choice between two mitzvahs, and we could only do one of them, the one of Tadir takes precedence because the Tadir has a chashivus even to be daicha on other mitzvah. Rabbi Kiva Eger and Tshuva Simen Tes is mitzayin this Magen Avram for this chiddush in Tadir v'sheinei Tadir. The Birkas Avram asks, it's a Gemara mifureshes in Shabbos on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara asks a shaila, what comes first? If an ani only has enough money for Ner Chanukah or Kiddush Hayoyim, do you say that he should spend the money on the Kiddush Hayoyim because it's Tadir, and Tadir is more important, or does he buy the Ner Chanukah because of Bersumei Nisa? You see very clearly from here that even though he has to do one, he either has to do Ner Chanukah or Kiddush Hayoyim, and the Gemara says that maybe Kiddush Hayoyim should take precedence because it's Tadir. You see, Gemara Mifureshes, that the din of Tadir has the koyach to push off another mitzvah and is not just a din in the Seder Hakdama. The Piskei Rid in our sugya, however, he's chaylik on Taisus, and he says by the fact that the Gemara asked the kasha of Tadir v'sheinei Tadir only on the teretz of Rav Safra, that he says the pshat of the brisa is doicha l'kadim, that you do the shir of Rosh Chodesh before Shabbos, and only there the Gemara asks Tadir v'sheinei Tadir v'kadim, and not when we thought the brisa meant that we were only going to say Rosh Chodesh and not say Shabbos at all. Says the Piskei Rid, you see from here that the din of Tadir v'sheinei Tadir, Tadir v'kadim, does not apply when we're only going to be able to do one of them. Only when we're going to have two mitzvahs and we have an order, so Tadir comes first. But when we have a choice, we're only going to be able to do one of them, then the Tadir does not go before the Inei Tadir. The Achrayim ask, it's very shver on the Piskei Rid from the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis that we mentioned. The Gemara over there is Shaila, is Mevuar, that the din of Tadir even as Koyach to push off a mitzvah that's not Tadir. Tzarechin on the Piskei Rid. The Magen Avraham asks Akasha from Tosis and Shabbos on Daf Chav Gimel. Tosis and Shabbos says that when Rosh Chodesh Teves, which is Chanukah, which is in the middle of Chanukah, falls out on Shabbos, so we're going to read two maftirs. We have a maftir for Chanukah and we have a maftir for Rosh Chodesh. Tosis says we say the klal of Tadir v'sheinei Tadir, Tadir kaidem, and we read the maftir of Rosh Chodesh first. However, says Tosis, the haftirah, that we're only going to be able to say one haftirah, we say the haftirah of Chanukah, because Pesumei Nisa is more important, and we're doiched the haftirah of Rosh Chodesh. Fragt Magen Avraham, you see from this Tosis that Le'inyan, the Seder, what the order, Tadir comes first, but Le'inyan pushing off one or the other, the Tadir doesn't come first. So you see, says Magen Avraham, that the Indian of Tadir does not have koyach to push off another mitzvah. Answers the Shev Yaakov and other Achrayim, he doesn't understand the Magen Avraham's kasha. Over there, the Gemara and the Tosfos by us says when two things are equal, we have a shira of Shabbos and we have a shira of Rosh Chodesh. So the shira of Shabbos is going to go first because Tadir has koyach to push off another mitzvah. The Tosfos in Shabbos, however, doesn't say that the Tadir of the Rosh Chodesh is not powerful enough to push off the Haftarah of Chanukah. Over there in Shabbos, the Chanukah has another Milo. The Chanukah, the Haftarah of Chanukah, has a Milo of Pesumei Nisa. And therefore, the Milo of Pesumei Nisa, Le'inyan being Daicha, one over the other, if you're only going to be able to say one of them, the Milo of Pesumei Nisa is greater. We need to say Pesumei Nisa. So therefore, if you have a choice to say one, the Pesumei Nisa is going to win out. But Avada, you don't see from the Taisis in Shabbos that Tadir has no Kayach to push off another mitzvah when both things are equal. Says the Shev Yaakov that we can answer the Magen Avraham's kasha. Al Kalpanim, we see from Taisis Yerabig Yisayid that the din of Tadir v'sheinei Tadir is not only a din in the order, but it also has kayach to choose which mitzvah one will do if he only has the choice to do one mitzvah. On the teretz of the Gemara answers that Rav Safra says the pshat in the brisa is daicha l'kadim, that we say the shira of Rosh Chodesh first because of the din leida shehukva reish chedesh bizmanoi, and even though Shabbos is tadir, this takes precedence. The Emek Sukkos and the Birkas Avraham ask, how could this din of leida shehukva reish chedesh bizmanoi override the din Torah of tadir v'sheinei tadir tadir kodem? The Gemara Menachos brings rais from Sukkim, Asher lo'olas hatamid, that the din of tadir v'sheinei tadir is a din Torah. How could we push off this din Torah, which would say that we should say the Shira of Shabbos before the Shira of Rish Chodesh? So the Emek Sukkos answers, Ein Echanami. The Chachamim felt that this din to make known Shehukva Rish Chodesh Bizmane was so important that they pushed away the din Torah of Tadir Sheni Tadir, and they were over on it, and the Chachamim have Kayach to do such a thing. The Birkas Avraham, however, says a very beautiful teretz. He says, when is it usher to be makdim the Einoi Tadir before the Tadir? Is when I'm doing the Einoi Tadir first, because I hold that that's more chashuv. So the Torah says, no, the Tadir is more chashuv, do the Tadir before the Einoi Tadir. But if I have a different reason that I'm doing the Einoi Tadir first, not because I hold that the Einoi Tadir is more chashuv, but I need to do the Einoi Tadir first for a different reason, not to show chashivas over the Tadir, but rather because I need to show that Leida Shehukva Reish Chodesh Bizmanoi, over there, the Tadir is not makvid if you put a mitzvah before it, because you're not doing it to show that the Einoi Tadir is more chashuv. You're doing it for an outside reason, and that's not a stira to the din of Tadir v'she'Einoi Tadir. The last piece in the sugya, we have a machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam. What does the Gemara mean, Leida Shehukva Reish Chodesh Bizmanoi? Rashi explains that people should realize that Beis Din was Mekadeshit Kihilchasai, and people shouldn't be nervous that maybe they made a mistake. Derayv b'nei Adam loy ra'u chidush halavana. Most people, they didn't see the new moon, and they might be nervous. Beis Din is being Mekadesh Chodesh. Maybe it's too early. Says, is Medayik the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Yud Beis. From Rashi, it's Mashma, that Dafka, if they were Mekadesh Chodesh, on the 30th day, on Yom Lamed, that the month before was Chaser. Dafka over there, there's the din of that we makdim the Shira of Reish Chodesh, so that people shouldn't be nervous, that even though they didn't see the Levana, but Beis Din didn't make a mistake. But if they are Mekadesh Chodesh on Yom Lamed Aleph, then everybody knows that for sure today has to be Reish Chodesh. So then you would not have this din of that the Shira of Reish Chodesh would be Daicha the Shira of Shabbos. However, says the Michas Chinuch, the Rambam is Chaylek. The Rambam in Perek Vav of Hilchas Tmidim Musafin writes, different than the Lashon of our Gemara. Our Gemara is Mashma like Rashi. Our Gemara says, Leida Shehukva Reish Chodesh Bizmanoi, in the right time, and the Michas Chinuch brings Rayas, that Bizmanoi usually means on the first day of Reish Chodesh, on Yom Lamed. The Rambam does not learn like the Pashit Lashon of our Gemara. The Rambam says the reason why we the Reish Chodesh is Deicha Shabbos, Kedei Lefarseim Shehayoyim Reish Chodesh. To be Mefarseim to Klal Yisrael, that today's Reish Chodesh. It's Mashma every Chodesh. Doesn't make a difference when Beis Din was Mekadesh Chodesh. They always had this din of Dechia. Like the Pashtus Lashon of the Braisa. The Braisa is not Mechalik, which day they were Mekadesh Chodesh. The Braisa just says Stam. Every time Reish Chodesh falls on a Shabbos, the Shir Shal Reish Chodesh is Deicha, the Shir Shal Shabbos. And this is also the Lashon of the Yerushalmi, so says the Aruch Lener. Also that the Rambam is going like the Lashon of the Yerushalmi, Kedei Lefarsim Shehayoyim Reish Chodesh. So it comes out, we have a Machlekes Rashi and the Rambam in this din that the Shir of Reish Chodesh is Deicha, the Shir of Shabbos. According to Rashi, it's Davka by a Chodesh Chaser, that they're Mekadesh L'Chodesh on Yom Lamed, in order that people shouldn't be nervous that maybe Beis Din was Mekadesh too early. And according to the Rambam, this din is by every Reish Chodesh, that Reish Chodesh takes precedence over the Shira of Shabbos, Kedei Lefarsim Shehayoyim Reish Chodesh, that Klal Yisrael should know that today is Reish Chodesh.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.